IPPI News, I'm Ben Thomas. Forecasters are warning winds will whip up and humidity levels drop across Southern California this week, raising the risk of wildfires. Meantime, east of the Rocky Mountains, it's winter in all its fierceness. Julie Walker has a look.
Lots of folks across the country digging out from the snow that's forecast to continue through Tuesday. Meteorologist Bob Warvick.
About 1,500 miles all the way from Kansas to the East Coast.
The National Weather Service says 8 to 14 inches of snow forecast from northern Missouri through the central Appalachians, with 6 to 12 likely across the mid-Atlantic states, including Washington, D.C., where the wintry weather is causing major flight cancellations and delays that are having a rippling effect.
Any combination of icing on the ground and a combination of snow is causing a lot of travel issues.
Bone-chilling cold also on tap.
As low as minus 15 across the international or across northern Minnesota, International Falls. But generally over the next 2 days, temperatures east of the Rockies are going to be below average.
I'm Julie Walker.
Congress has certified Donald Trump's 2024 presidential election victory without challenge. In New York, the judge has rejected Trump's bid to indefinitely postpone sentencing in his hush money case. And Lisa Dwyer has the latest ruling in Rudy Giuliani's case.
After a second day of testimony by Rudy Giuliani, a federal judge has found the former New York City mayor in contempt of court for failing to properly respond to information requests in a $148 million defamation judgment against him. The case involves two Georgia election workers, Giuliani, repeatedly accused of election interference in the 2020 presidential race. The judge says that Giuliani willfully violated a clear and unambiguous order of the court. The former mayor conceded that he sometimes did not turn over everything asked for because he believed the requests were overly broad or inappropriate. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. No Monday night NFL football, the regular season wrapping up last night with Detroit taking the NFC North title in a 31-9 victory over Minnesota. But Gethin Coolbaugh reports the coaching carousel has started to turn.
The Jaguars have fired coach Doug Peterson after a 4-13 season. Peterson, who won a Super Bowl coaching the Eagles in 2018, guided Jacksonville to a 22-29 record and one playoff win.
It's hard to speculate right now. You know, emotions are running high, obviously, but I hope that I'm still here.
Jacksonville will retain general manager Trent Baalke. Elsewhere, the Giants are keeping coach Brian Daboll and GM Joe Shane after leading owner John Mara's team to a 4-13 season.
Better not take too long, Bruce, because I've just about run out of patience.
On Sunday, the Patriots fired coach Gerard Mayo after finishing 4-13 in his only season.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.